This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Approved by nearly 200 nations in December 2015, the rules of the Paris Climate Accord allow no one, no country, to pull out before November 4th, 2020. One in six Americans lives in what the Economic Innovation Group calls a distressed community, where median household incomes remain far below the national average, which is $59,000 a year, and the poverty rate is well above the national average. Researchers at Kyoto University revealed in 2016 that they could find the precise locations of people who used popular dating sites even when the users took steps to disguise that information. IKEA is the world's largest furniture retailer with more than 350 stores in 29 countries, with more than 330 million store visits and 210 million recipients of catalogs in 32 languages every year. Farm safety groups say that children should be at least 14 to drive tractors and 16 before they take the controls of skid steers or ATVs. Amazon's application process gave it invaluable data about cities around the country, including the fact that there is a significant pool of software and tech talent within 200 miles of Louisville, a training program for military veterans transitioning into civilian jobs in Kansas City, and a creative talent recruitment program for foreign workers in Montreal. By 2024, artificial intelligence might eliminate 76,000 jobs driving heavy and tractor-trailer trucks, according to research at MIT. China imported $21.4 billion in American agricultural products in 2016, according to the government, more than half of which were soybeans. Men's earnings went up by more than 6% when they had children, if they lived with them, and women's decreased 4% for each child they had, according to researchers. Using LIDAR, light detection and radar, which shoots lasers down from planes to pierce thick foliage and paint a 3D picture of what's below, researchers have found tens of thousands of structures built by Mayans over 1,000 years ago, turning the field of archaeology upside down. Population estimates of the Mayans that had numbered 1 million are now guessed at 10 million. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.